Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the regular Daily Unpacking with
Felipe Munoz and Kayla Palmer.
Let's talk about today.
Yeah, we're unpacking our daily day, which You're was right. today.
Today we went to the beach. We did some meditating at the beach.
Yeah.
We did some cool morning routines. We stretched, we read, we ate nice at breakfast. And then we went to the beach. We were sitting there. We were there for like 2 hours.
2 hours. Got nice and tan.
We swam in the Indian Ocean.
We did some ocean swimming. We did some. Yeah, the water felt great.
Yeah, I had a lot of sand in my crack when we came home.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, but I have a lot longer of a crack. My crack starts at like the front and goes to the back.
Yeah, you had a lot of sand in your crack.
Yeah, well, because it came from when I was laying there on the edge of the water for a while, but. It was really nice. It was just a peaceful, windy. Thank God the wind was blowing so much. Otherwise, it would have been too hot.
It was nice listening to the ocean, the waves crashing.
I love
that
sound.
We're not going to have that in Chiang Mai.
Yeah.
Until we go to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So we then went back home. And then we finished some of that.
We showered.
We
ate lunch.
And then I finished some of the story podcasts.
Right.
Of content.
I threw up my Eno and I booked us a hotel in Chiang Mai.
Yeah. For 5 days.
Yeah.
In the old town in Chiang Mai.
At the Purple Monkey Backpackers Hostel.
Hell yeah. For anybody going there. Probably none of you that are listening are going there. But
but if you are, you know, you can hit us up.
We should send these to
people.
I
think I have a pimple on my butt.
You really?
Unless it's a bug bite.
Can I see?
Yeah.
Oh, this one, yeah. It's a bug bite.
Oh. How did a bug get on my butt?
Nice ass.
Thank you. Ow.
I don't know. You were wearing a bathing suit today, so.
True.
It's posted brew that happened.
Do you think I got tan?
I think you got tan, yeah.
Cool.
I was hoping you got a chile. You got a
tan line?
Tan line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we kind of just, like you said, procrastinated a little bit, but we're not in a rush.
Yeah.
We're not trying to rush through anything. I'm not trying to make myself feel bad because I didn't finish everything on our list today.
Yeah.
So tomorrow we're going to get done what is left on our list for Bali before we leave to
Chiang Mai tomorrow at 10 p.m. We will be departing, so I suspect that we will have another daily unpacking tomorrow for you before we leave.
Yeah.
So that when we...
Before we leave to the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that the next one will be when we are already in Chiang Mai. Well, we're going to be really tired, though, because we're probably not going to sleep that night. So we should get rest tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We should really just wake up whenever.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah, don't you think? To get some rest.
Yeah, because tomorrow night...
Or maybe we should wake up early and then take a long nap in the middle of the day.
That might be even better.
Mm-hmm. Because then we'll be awake. Or we can stay up and then pass the fuck out on the plane.
How long is the plane? 4 hours?
What?
How long is the plane? 4 hours?
4 hours, yeah. Four hours. Because if we're dead tired, then, you know.
Right.
We'll get some sleep before we get to Bangkok. Because when we're in Bangkok, we have to run around the airport and figure out how we're going to get to Chiang Mai.
Yeah.
Which is either train, bus, or aircraft.
That's going to be intense.
Yeah. It's going to be intense. And I'm excited for it.
Me too.
But we can just rest when we come to Chiang Mai, you know. We're going to just chill out.
We could take a day where we...
Don't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kayla's tired. I am tired. I thought that I was gonna continue editing right now, but I feel too tired to do so. So I'm gonna
let's just go to sleep then. So then we'll get as much sleep as possible, wake up early, and be able to be refreshed for mañana.
Yeah, let's do that. Thank you guys for listening. For those of you that listened to that long one yesterday, deeply appreciated. It's a podcast close to the hearts.
I have no fucking clue what's on it because he just hit record and put the phone down and didn't tell me that he was recording.
But I told you that I was going to post it, though. I didn't post it without your consent.
Right. No, no, no. Yeah, I consented to him posting it, but I have no clue where it started and where it ended.
And I like those candid, you know, truthful. I feel like those are, you know, the ones with the most impact. Mm-hmm. Even though they have...
And we were talking from the heart. Like, I was talking not knowing I was being recorded.
Yeah.
So it was just genuine and honest and truthful without knowing filtering anything. Yeah, somebody's recording me.
So that's just how it is. We're people in progress. We're people in a journey of self-discovery. So anybody who has suggestions or comments or opinions on the previous podcast, we would appreciate you either leave a voice message, as you can do here on Anchor, or text us on any of our social platforms. We will respond to you ASAP.
Oh, and real quick, I never thanked Steve for the email that you sent me regarding your thoughts on body image and all of the ways that you were able to give like really genuine and heartfelt written advice for how I should think about it from now on. And I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to write out that email for me. That was really kind of you, and both Loop and I read it, and again, I can't express like how much that meant to have a stranger basically feel like they wanted to take the time to encourage me in that way. So thank you again.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, you said it. Thanks for listening, guys. We will be back to you with another unpacking tomorrow night. Bye.
Bye.